Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Is George Bush brain damaged? A lot of evidence shows that President Bush may be having seizures, some type of serious illness. There's been a lot of news reports on this. We'll go over that this hour. Also, new Patriot Act legislation we've just discovered. Very serious. A lot of Iraq news, you name it. But right now, let's go bam, bam, bam through your calls. Rodney in Texas, go ahead.
I guess after listening to the story about this elderly lady, I can empathize with her because, one, I'm visually impaired or totally blind. And my question that I'm asking is a rhetorical question is this what the old and infirm in this country has to look forward to now? I mean, I use a cane to help me be mobile when I'm walking about.
Was sitting on the ground, begging him not to take her the wagon she had that her 95-year-old mother gave her. She's now 71, and the cop stepped on her hand, hit her in the back of the head, tasered her five times, savagely attacked the 95-year-old woman when she brought water to her daughter who'd been pepper sprayed.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is you use your own self as an example of how police officers are mistakenly accusing people of having weapons. Now, I use a cane to get around. Are they going to do the same thing to me also?
Sir, seen cases where they have charged blind people for having the cane as a weapon.
Is this what the old and infirm in this country, since they passed the Patriot Act and other laws, you know, to implement these, the police tactics or military tactics on the citizens, is this what we have to look forward to?
I think it is, sir, and I appreciate your call, Rodney. I think we all have to look forward to it until we take this country back. Dan in Oregon. Dan, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Living in the Portland area for 45 years, I might be able to give a little bit of a local perspective to the way I see what's happening. A lot of people don't realize, but Portland has been a testing laboratory for the New World Order for a number of years.
Well, that's where a couple of years ago Bush came for a speech, and the police admittedly attacked 6,000 peaceful people, ran up, sprayed pepper spray in babies' faces, and the family said, "Why are you doing that?" And he said, "You shouldn't bring them to a protest."
That's true, and it goes back a lot further than that. It goes back to Chief Moose. You've heard his name in the news, I'm sure.
Ah, yes, up at the sniper situation.
And Dan, who brought him back there but Janet Reno? See, Janet took Moose under her wing. He left Portland, went back there. But before he left, he and a sheriff out, Multnomah County sheriff out in Portland, Oregon, teamed up to run into a Gypsy Joker motorcycle gang and set them up and kill some of them, and some other police officers were killed. That went to court, and the Gypsy Jokers won.
Now,
because they were setting that one up.
It's almost like the word's gone out that to get promoted, you've got to be brutal, you've got to be ruthless, and that when you're bad, that's how you go up.
You got to be dirty. They got to get some dirt on you. That way they can use you. But you see, the perspective that I see with these elderly ladies is the Portland area has been taking some real heat from the black community because of the deaths of these other black people that has been going on for a year or so. Two or three people have been shot, as you have already brought out. Well, the news in Portland runs with the city. KATU is not going to do anything that they're not instructed to do. And I'll explain the rest of it after the break if you want.
Sure, but again, we're just talking about Portland because it's a microcosm. Believe me, everybody thinks their area is the testing ground. I have to admit, Portland and L.A. really are. But, I mean, it's everywhere. And we'll let you continue briefly because I got a lot of calls here. Tim and Mark and Dylan and everybody else, 800-259-9231.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Government power is something that historically is always very dangerous. That's why you've got to limit it, control it, watch it. But the government today says, hey, we've been attacked by terrorists at every level. Do what we say. Shut up. Follow our orders. It's a climate of fear and oppression, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the propaganda. Now, just briefly, I'm going to let our caller in Oregon, Don, finish up, and then we're going to go to all the other great people that are patiently holding. But they're in Portland, Oregon. Finish up what you were saying.
Well, Alex, they've been very effective in alienating the black community. The people are going out in groups now around the city protesting, and so they've got them where they want them. They've got the police alienated against the black, even with a black police chief. Now the next step they're going to take is they're going to alienate the whites, and that's exactly what they want, so they have the polarization between the police and the people.
Yeah, that's gang member mentality. They've told the police they're really your enemy. They're a bad group. They don't know what we go through. We've got to all stick together. We've got to hold together society. They're all crazy.
This has all been very well manipulated, and the news is playing right along with them because the folks at the top are pulling the strings.
And I agree with you. This is this is done by design. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
We'll go to Tim and Mark and... Dylan and HW here in just a moment, then into all that Patriot Act and Iraq news. But for the next 3 or 4 minutes, we're joined by Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concept, who joins us a few times a week. Look, there's a lot you can't control in this world, but one thing you can do is stop drinking the mercury, the Prozac, the Ritalin, the dead bacteria, the fluoride, the MBTE, all the stuff that's in the water supplies. It is now time to get a high-quality purification, not a filter, a purification system that gets it out of there. A lot of these cheap filters you get just take some of the taste out, and it's made in America, and it's what I use, and it'll do tens of thousands of gallons, last you many years. It's a great system. Takes a few minutes to put together. I'm not very mechanically inclined. It takes me about 60 seconds to put a big berkey together. Debbie, good to have you on the broadcast.
Hi, Alex. Glad to be here. Appreciate it. We really have been having a lot of customers call lately telling me about the things that are in the newspaper about their water. And, it always makes me a little curious when they start advertising in newspaper and ads and stuff that the water is bad, you know? It makes me wonder what's going on.
Look, we need to create a section on the website. It'd be thousands of articles after a year or so. Every day I see news articles where they found Prozac in Colorado, Prozac in Dallas in the water, massive levels, Ritalin, birth control pills, high levels of fluoride, chlorine, mercury, arsenic. I mean, look, folks, drink good purified water. I don't mean junky bottle water. Drink good purified water. Then try to drink your tap water that you thought was so good. I mean, how anybody doesn't filter their water, I can't figure out, Debbie.
I can't either, because it's such a simple thing you can do for your health. Now, there are many of these known illnesses that people, have been getting over the years, the fibromyalgia and, chronic, what is it, syndrome? The one
chronic fatigue.
Fatigue, and a lot of that is being... that the possibility could be that it's the stuff they're drinking.
Well, yeah, the
water.
Doctors now are saying you got chronic fatigue, stop using the shampoo you're using and start drinking filtered water.
I had a veterinarian here in Coppell right down the road from me call me yesterday, and he only gives the animals in his clinic Berkey water, and also for the customers that come in, he has a Berkey set up in the waiting room. And he faxed me over a thing on liver disease in animals. He said there's been a lot of liver disease in the animals. And so he sent me over a fax on treatment for it. And one of the things is he puts on there to give them purified water from British Birkfield water filters and big Berkeys. And he puts our number on it, and he gives it to all of his clients.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, you've got several different specials.
Yes,
now got... The sheltering-in-place video put together by a doctor who worked for the federal government, chemical, biological, radiological. You've got that on video. You've also got the Prudent Places CD with 500-plus color maps, safe places to be, where chemical and weapons dumps are in your area. Great thing to have. You can get both those free if you get the Berkey light with the light system. You get one of those if you get the $199 system without the lights. You've got a bunch of other specials. People really should give Debbie a call. If you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or go to InfoWars.com, link through to the shopping cart, and they take the orders off it every day. And to order one, and it's made in America, and it also goes to sponsor this show and make this broadcast possible, but number one, it's healthy for you and your family. 888-803-4438. And Debbie, you still have the sports filtration system. It doesn't cut everything out like the Big Berkey Light, but it cuts out a lot of it, much cleaner than bottled water. Does 600 and something refills. Great little system. You get how many of these for $100?
You get five for $100. And they're normally $39 each, so it's a really good savings. They make great gifts. You take them everywhere with you, take them camping, hiking. So when we take them to work, instead of drinking the water out of the faucet, the fountain or the tap at work, take your sport bottle and then just squeeze your water into a cup at work.
Well, know? Violet, my wife, she takes it to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's out on the road somewhere, you know, for the kids, she fills it up and gives that to them. Well, listen, the toll-free number, 1-888-803-4438, and Debbie will be there. Debbie, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Debbie. All right, let's go right back to the calls. Thanks for holding. Next up is in Minnesota. Mark in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
No, I think if you you know, give the wrong look to a police officer, they should be entitled to beat you up. And if they you know, scrape their fists or you know, bruise their knuckles from the impact of hitting you, you should then be charged with you know, assault and battery.
Well, I wouldn't joke around. That's already the unofficial law.
Yeah, of course, I'm kidding. But
no, I mean that is the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Don't. You know, God forbid if they scrape their knuckles. You know, as they're beating you to a pulp. You know, otherwise that's charges right there, right? But there was actually a case. You know, about a year ago, I believe it wasn't that long ago. It was up here in Minneapolis, where somebody came across a crime, and so they called the police. You know, police show up, and this is the Minneapolis Police Department, and don't ask questions. You know, just come out guns a blazing, and they shoot. They end up shooting this person, and you know, the person was unarmed, and it was the person who called the police, and apparently they thought it was the suspect, and they probably could have gotten away with you know, lying about the whole thing and saying the person was armed, save one problem. One little technicality: the person that was shot, who actually called in the police, happened to be a police officer himself. And so you're right. Cops probably pose a much bigger threat to each other.
No. Not probably. I've seen the Justice Department numbers. Last time I did was in 2001. I mean, we've had a bunch of cases where they shoot their own people right here in Austin. One cop will show up, go in the house. It's a domestic disturbance. He comes walking out, even with a flashlight. They shoot him, you know, with shotguns. I mean, they do it all the time.
Yeah, it's definitely. You know, in fact, it turned out that the cop who did the shooting, he's in the National Guard and had like deployed to the Middle East and everything. And really, and I say this, of course, as somebody who served in the Marine Corps, you know, I'm almost wondering maybe, you know, fire military service should not be allowed to be police officer. And I'm not kidding. Because, you know what, they're two totally different things, and I noticed it seemed like there are a lot of military veterans who go on to become police officers, but I think that they might have the wrong mentality. They almost see themselves as an occupying force.
And they call us civilians. Thanks for the call. Certainly, they need to stop giving the police military-style training for the general public, and they need to retrain them, reprogram them, to be peace officers, but they don't. That's why they love them from the military. They come right out of martial law Iraq to America. And coming up, we're going to get into all that. We're going to get into the draft. We're going to get into the new Patriot Act, another version. We're going to get into all of it. Right now, let's talk to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, even though I haven't seen any abuse of authority with police here where I am yet, still, it seems like every time I see them drive by, I see a lot of them, you know, in their cars with this, you know, attitude, you know, kind of look, you know, like, you know, as you can tell that, you know, like it's like they don't think, you know, very good, you know, about us.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Tim. Look, earlier, one of the callers brought this up. This is part of a plan. They have psychological warfare blueprints to do this. They give the police policies that make the people hate them. Then that makes the police feel like everybody doesn't like them, rightfully so. Then that compacts their culture even more and then intensifies it. So it's kind of a feedback loop. We've got to somehow change that. Because police, your daughter, your son's going to be in another town, and they're going to get killed by your goon buddies. You're going to get killed by them. You better watch out from your own people. You better look out. Now, I'm talking about statistics. I'm talking about numbers. I'm talking about facts here. I'm not talking about, you know, how you feel or what they told you. All right, we'll come back and talk to Dylan and HW, and then that's it for calls for a while because I want to get into all this other news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny!
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Throughout time immemorial, human history, the human condition has been an oppressive group of enforcers working for despots, dominating and amusing populations. And America was supposed to be different, and it was if you weren't a Native American or if you weren't black. Those were kind of the subgroups that didn't have rights. Now all of us get to enjoy being slaves. And it was wrong what we did to the Native Americans, wrong what happened to blacks. And it's just as wrong that it's happening to everybody else now. And it's very serious. Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. I hope you're doing real good today. Gee, that story is really emotional. I don't want to underplay it. It hit a strong emotional note with myself. I haven't witnessed. I've never been a victim of police brutality, but I have been a direct witness, practically within arm's reach of police brutality on a number of times, and it certainly sounds like the same old story, but getting a little bit closer all the time to being mainstream news for that quote-unquote middle class of America. And we all know that people need to wake up. We know that these officers took oaths to the Constitution, and we sort of know that those officers obviously never knew what the Constitution was or what it stood for. But we've also got the Ten Commandments, and this isn't just a document. This is inscribed on the hearts of human beings. And so what happened, Alex? What do you think happened to those cops to make them that way?
Well, I appreciate the call, Dylan. Let me try to answer that briefly because I got a lot of news I want to get to. And I talked about this earlier in the last hour. I can't really bring myself to watch a lot of television, though I should, because the propagandas and the sitcoms, the dramas, not just on the news channels. And yesterday I was working out, and I've got a Walkman that's also got a TV band on it. And a few weeks ago I actually pushed it for the first time, started listening to TV shows, just listening to the audio. And so I sat there for an hour on an exercise bicycle, trying to work off some of the blubber that I've accumulated doing this radio show sitting here. And I listened to the entire Fox News piece here locally and then some national news. And the local Fox News went like this. And a lot of you probably saw the same thing in your area. England's coming out with compulsory national ID cards. They're so good. We need them too. National ID cards keep you safe. Look out, there'll be more drug dogs on the street in your schools keeping you safe. Please submit to the searches. Next piece. Al-Qaeda's planning to attack you any minute, but Bush says we must repass the Patriot Act. It's good. And I sat there mentally wanting to take down notes. I told my wife about it, and there was like 10 things in the piece. Can't remember them all now. But basically, the whole newscast was how good the New World Order is. And if you'd have heard that newscast 10 years ago, you thought you'd woken up in the Twilight Zone. Oh, it was, yeah, the police have radar to look through your walls to keep you safe. And then I thought that was bad enough. Then they cut to, oh, there's a group in California, but it's not a weapon, but it'll break your eardrums, and it'll make you submit, and it'll keep us safe. And, by the way, domestic police want to use this, and it was just on and on and on. So the whole general public, and then I listened to The Simpsons without video, just the audio, and it was so dirty and violent and really R-rated. All these sexual comments, all these deviant comments, all these on and on and on. I know a lot of you like The Simpsons. The point is that it just permeates. We're becoming a wicked population. We're becoming an evil population. So our police are going to become evil, too. H.W. in Colorado. H.W., go ahead.
Alex, let me go back in time a little to 55 after Hitler in Germany. I just crossed the street there, and I read the slogan, Die Polizei, dein Freund und Helfer, which means the police, your friend and helper. Well, I didn't believe it already then for the rest of my life, because I got charged for walking across a red light without any traffic around. It was early in the morning or so. Anyway, then I could tell you more stories until 93, where my 82-year-old mother got body searched by the INS people at the flight from Washington to Germany. Well, they fumbled her and me. I don't know why. But I mentioned to you on your program before that governments, by definition, only thieves and liars and murderers want to govern, and they only employ these type of minds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we'll let HW finish up, and then I'm going to go to news. We'll talk to Laura and Chad another before the broadcast ends. HW, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, did you get it that government is by definition crooked, only thieves, liars, and murderers want to rule other people's lives, and they employ
Let me stop you. That's what the Founding Fathers said, but FEMA teaches the police now that the Founding Fathers were bad. I have that on video in Road to Tyranny. And so the Founding Fathers were bad, and you're bad too. The government's good. Nero and Hitler, good. Shut up.
Man, I have been through Hitler. All my family suffered. My dad was working for the Wehrmacht, and he was in jail under Hitler because he was fighting for the right thing, defending his bodies. You know, they just tried to have a good time and defend the country. Now, I learned from that. I used to be against guns, and now I'm getting more and more upset because I know God gave me a pair of fists. And I'm sure Jesus Christ took a broomstick to go through the temple and sweep out these murderers and cheaters there.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, HW. I hear you. I'm glad we've woken you up to the fact that the Second Amendment is good. Oh, boy. Well, you know, that's how the Founding Fathers talked, but they're bad. So, again, the people running things today are right. We should get rid of our freedoms. I'm being sarcastic. Let me go back into this. Let me just blitz through the news as quickly as possible. This is on PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv right now. from Counterpunch, and we've added our the bill to it and our own analysis as well at InfoWars.com. Patriot Act enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over 1 year in jail. And then it gets into the actual subsection of the bill. And even the ACLU, the liberal ACLU, has to admit that the proposed legislation would do two things. First, it would make 23 crimes eligible for the death penalty. That's over a million federal crimes where you that are over 1 year in jail. Yes, there's over a million laws. Second, it would create an unprecedented catch-all death penalty for any other federal crime punishable by more than a year in prison if it meets the Patriot Act's overboard definition of terrorism and results in death. The ACLU said that protesters and activists from groups such as including Greenpeace and Operation Rescue would risk being sentenced to death for participating in certain civil disobedience events if they involved a federal crime punishable by more than a year in prison. And it goes on and on. It says laws such as the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrances Act and federal gun control regime, Title 18 U.S.C. Section 922, among other crimes, could carry death sentences if the bill passes, Edgar said. And it goes on. So that's what's happening. Testifying at the June 21st hearing before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security, they reminded the committee that members of the Justice Department had not been forthcoming in its disclosures regarding how the Patriot Act has been used so far. That's not really true. In 2003, they had testimony before Congress where the spokesman for the Justice Department said that we're going to use it against all criminals, all crimes. And they've used it against topless bars, county commissioners, pot dealers. It's been all over the news. So very, very serious. And the bill is H.R. 2934, the Terrorist Penalties Enhancement Act. There's a lot of neocon liars in talk radio saying that they found weapons of mass destruction in that Baghdad building that blew up. Of course, they were there saying it was a bomb factory. Now they're saying it might have been chemical weapons. No evidence, but they're claiming weapons of mass destruction found. How many times have they lied about that? It's time to bring our troops home. By the way, John Kerry says he won't do that. Of course. Bill Clinton's for the war. Hillary's for the war. Chucky Schumer. Tony Blair, the socialist. And George W. You're real conservative folks who are for this war. Of course, Congressman Ron Paul's against the war. And he's got the most conservative voting record in Congress. Of course, Mel Gibson's against the war. And he's the most conservative and best filmmaker in Hollywood. But the liberals and the conservatives want to act like it's a left-right debate, and it's not. Fallujah scene of intense gun battles. U.S. Marines backed by helicopter gunships and fighter jets engaged in a raging firefight Monday with insurgents in Fallujah, a stronghold of resistance, and a part of a mosque got blown up. That's only going to intensify things. 12 American Marines executed in Fallujah, news cover-up, Free Arab Voice. And it says Fallujah exploded Monday morning, prompting hours of fighting in the northern district of Jolan when a U.S. military patrol fired on civilians returning to their homes under the terms of the ceasefire agreement. U.S. snipers had taken up position on adjacent buildings by the time Iraq resistance fighters arrived at the scene of the carnage that killed several women and children at approximately 11 a.m. What followed was a fierce battle that left 12 American soldiers and several others wounded. According to details, the Renisi Brigade, an Iraq resistance group, goes on, managed to surround a small unit of U.S. soldiers, taking them captive. They took the 12 to the roof of a nearby building and systematically shot them, throwing the bodies from the rooftop to the ground below. U.S. Marines fired 81-millimeter mortars on the building to prevent resistance fighters from leaving, however, and they managed to escape without incident. Eventually, Cobra helicopters and AC-130 Spectre gunships leveled the building. U.S. military sources have so far reportedly only one U.S. Marine dead and eight others wounded. Oh, boy. Israel to destroy Iran nuke plant. Now, we have the articles posted under this one where Israel and their own Israeli newspapers admit has been selling nuclear weapons components to Iran. Why? Because it's to escalate things to bring in this new world order, just like our government arming North Korea. This is out of WorldNet Daily. Jerusalem considers preemptive strike by summer's end, while Iran announced plans to begin building a heavy water reactor that can produce weapons-grade plutonium. Why can't Iran have it if Pakistan can, with Israel helping arm them with the British and U.S. too, who then arms North Korea again? This is all staged. Israel began drawing up plans to demolish it, much as it destroyed an Iraqi nuclear facility more than a decade ago. More than a decade? It was 22 years ago. Sources in Israel say the attack could come before the end of the summer, according to Joseph Ferris'
G2 Bulletin.
While Tehran insists the facility is purely for research, the decision heightens concern about Iran's ability to produce nuclear arms. The 40-megawatt reactor could produce enough plutonium for a nuclear weapon such as each year. While construction is set to begin in June, Iran already had previously announced plans to build such a reactor last year to the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency. Why can't Iran have one of these if North Korea and Pakistan and if Israel can have 400 nukes? Very hypocritical. And again, I'm not on either side in this, folks. This is tribal warfare going on forever, but Israel is wrong to try to drag us into these wars. Major escalation there. Lawyers try to gag FBI worker over 9/11. Remember 2 months ago we helped break the story about Sybil Edmonds? Tom Flacco was there as a reporter at the Capitol, and this FBI translator said, I told the committee months ago about how I was ordered to falsify the transcripts that prove the U.S. government had prior knowledge. She said when she refused, they threatened to arrest her, John Ashcroft personally, and then offered to bribe her. Well, now they're trying to shut her up again. The Bush administration will today seek to prevent a former FBI translator, this is the London Independent, by the way, from providing evidence about September 11th intelligence failures to a group of relatives and survivors who have accused international banks and officials of aiding al-Qaeda. Sybil Edmonds was subpoenaed by a law firm representing more than 500 family members and survivors of the attacks to testify that she had seen information proving there was considerable evidence before September 2001 that al-Qaeda was planning to strike the U.S. with aircraft. The lawyers made their demand after reading comments Ms. Edmonds had made to the Independent. But the U.S. Justice Department is seeking to stop her from testifying, citing the rarely used state secrets privilege. Today in a federal court in Washington, senior government lawyers will try to gag Ms. Edmonds, claiming that the disclosure of her evidence would cause serious damage to the national security and foreign policy interests of the United States. Ms. Edmonds, 33-year-old, who had a top-secret security clearance, claimed this month, it's actually last month, that while working in the FBI's Washington headquarters, she saw aircraft months before the strikes. Again, she saw information proving senior officials knew that al-Qaeda had plans to attack the U.S. with aircraft months before the strikes. She has provided sworn testimony to the independent panel appointed by President George Bush, but in secret session, to investigate the circumstances surrounding September 11th. Ms. Edmonds was subpoenaed by the law firm Motley Rice, which represents hundreds of families who are taking civil action against a number of banks and two members of the Saudi royal family for alleged aiding of al-Qaeda. Her lawyer, Mark Zeed, said last night the FBI wants to shut her up completely. He said it was ridiculous to claim that everything Ms. Edmonds knew had national security implications. Rather, he said, the FBI wanted to silence his client to save its embarrassment. So think about this. They're openly going into court trying to gag her, and she already told the commission. See, that's what the commission's for. Good people in government want to go blow the whistle. They go to the commission in session. They tell them to shut up. It's all about the globalists finding out what we know. This is a big, big deal. And again, they say this month, because London Independent reported on this weeks after we had Tom Flacco on the broadcast. And again, he was there with 15 news cameras, over 30 print reporters, right there in the halls of Congress, and she was handing out the documents, giving testimony, and she said, I'm doing this because the commission months ago said they were going to go public with this, and they haven't. And they threatened to arrest me, just like they threatened to arrest other FBI agents that were being told not to stop Al-Qaeda. Here's another one. Secret Service investigates teen art project depicting Bush as a devil, WFTV. The art teacher reported that the student had done an art project of Bush as a devil launching a missile. Isn't that interesting? And the drawing by the 15-year-old boy in Washington State were enough to prompt some questions from the Secret Service. He was not arrested, but he has been disciplined by the school district. So, criminalizing dissent. But the border stays wide open. Big debate surrounding this. Bush seizure answer to his awful press conference performance. Remember a few weeks ago, Bush was totally incoherent? Remember that? Bush in his press conference, they said, what was the biggest mistake you made since 9/11? He said, I wish you would have given me this in writing so I could have had it prepared. Boy, it's tough. He paused for 5 seconds. Man, I tell you, I'm just waiting for something to pop in my head. And he's suddenly all gray, got greenish-colored skin, stumbles around all the time. And people that knew him when he was governor, and I did, saw him on television, went to some of his speeches, he didn't act like this. And remember him falling down, supposedly choking on the pretzel, but bruises on both sides of his head, which really a seizure would do, not falling down. And he takes medication twice a day and has all these weird skin splotches. What's really going on here? The following material is from a reporter with access to White House and presidential press briefings. Some of this material has surfaced before, but only in small segments. If any of this is true and not the product of an unhappy person, we are all in serious trouble. And again, this is a TBRN Barnes Review who gets these memos that have turned out to be accurate in the past. Quote, Vice President Cheney is the de facto president of the United States. When he arrived at the White House for one of his briefings of the president, all employees are cleared from the West Wing and especially from the presidential official suites. Cheney arrives in an escorted armored limousine surrounded by his own personal heavily armed bodyguard and is always shown directly at the president's office. It is reliably reported by respected redacted name that Bush has a thick pad of lined yellow notepad on his desk placed there by some of the other officials just before the vice president arrives. After Cheney's departure, the notes taken by the president are transcribed, redacted, and prepared as talking points for the president. At some time in the past, according to both redacted name and redacted name, the president suffered what one of his aides called a very minor seizure. And as a result of this, the president has a very difficult time following any unscripted conversations. For this reason, his staff carefully and aggressively protect the president from unexpected questions that he is not capable of answering. He is a different person than what he used to be. The president takes oral medication at least twice a day, according to redacted, because of an unspecified indisposition, and the subject is strictly off limits for any casual staff conversation. At one point during a staff conference, the president stood up and began to speak in an unknown language. I remember that. Mr. Rowe was able to stop the president and to get him to resume his seat. It was reported that for a period of time, about 15 minutes after the incident, the president appeared to be somewhat confused and very inarticulate. White House staff members report that they rarely see President Bush during hours and that when they do, he is generally accompanied by Mr. Rowe and almost never either looks or speaks to the members of his staff. He does not appear to recognize many of the staff members, and almost all contact with these individuals are carried out by his close aides, especially Mr. Rowe. And I have to tell you, folks, when you see him in a press conference now, they'll go smithering, blithering, gibble, like, whoa, I can't talk. It'll pop in my head, I wish you'd give me this in writing. I mean, what is going on? That's not the guy I knew as governor. I mean, I wouldn't call him the best speaker in the book, but he's pretty good. I mean, he gave some fiery speeches. I've seen what either it's so scripted he can't stay on script, or it's this is true. Or I guess you believe the pretzel story with bruises on both sides of his face. You fall down, one spot gets scraped, or one area. Not different sides, you know, one cheek and then the other cheek and then the forehead. I don't know what's going on, but I think there's something to this, and that's on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. When we get back, new Iraq flag meets with disapproval, and it does look like the Israeli flag. The two baby blue stripes and the baby blue moon on a white background, that meets with disapproval. I got a bunch of other news, too. We haven't even got to yet, so stay with us. We'll try to jam a few calls in here. Be sure and go to PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm putting a lot of work into this. Show is Paul Watson. Weekly hour-long video reports, articles, key analysis just for the members, so much more. Please sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
A lot of people are still in denial about all the different draft bills that have been introduced. The different senators and congressmen on both sides of the aisle that have called for it. So we dug out the Seattle Post-Intelligencer article from March 13, 2004. Agency initiates steps for selective draft. So, again, There it is, right out in the open. Congress shows little support for effort to draw skilled Americans, but it says the government is talking first steps towards a targeted military draft of Americans with special skills in computers and foreign languages. And they've also moved forward with reinstituting the draft boards, you name it. And we've got all those articles posted, and people are still in denial about this. Got another one here out of the Houston Chronicle. The question is, are you going to put up with this? And I certainly hope not. Also, proposed bill would prohibit smoking in car with child passengers. Sounds good in a perfect world. But, again, it's a free country. This will just give the police more of an excuse to ticket you, to arrest you, to get in your car, to get in your life. I mean, leave us alone. California lawmakers are considering a bill that would make California the first state in the nation to prohibit smokers from lighting up in a private car with children or present. So, that's just... And meanwhile, they want to pass a supplement to the Patriot Act that'll have the death penalty for violating their federal laws. Laura in Virginia, go ahead, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and you said something about the lady that was blind, that was 71 years old, that got beat up. I just think that's sickening. It makes me sick to my stomach. Me and my husband, you know, we lived up here, you know, in Virginia, and we had this, I think it was a military aircraft that flew by our building, and our building's 12 stories high, and he flew, like, really low, like, right here by our building, like, twice.
Well, ma'am, that's nothing. They're having urban warfare training drills to condition you for martial law from West Virginia to Pennsylvania coming up in the next 5 days. Thanks for the call. Last call, Neil in Texas. Neil, go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is quite an honor to be able to speak to you. I've been following your documentary videos around since you were starting out in the poor parts of Austin, just exposing poor people and getting thrown out of their homes. But I wanted to comment on one thing, and I wanted to ask you a quick question. I think, sir, that you have already uncovered, you've uncovered so much corruption that it's mind-boggling. But the one thing that I think that if we could send people, everybody, I mean, all the anti-war people that were out in the streets when the war started, plus thousands more for the depleted uranium. Sir, if we could get, if you and all the other radio stations, Patriot radio stations could organize once
a month.
Hey,
here's the problem. Here's the problem. Sir, I hear you'll have to call me back tomorrow to talk about this further. I totally agree with you. Here's the problem. The left controls the anti-war movement, and they don't want to march for that. They want to march for the UN and communism, which is wrong, too. See, the left is controlled, the right is controlled, and conservatives see the left and go, oh, well, the war must be good if all those socialists are against it. Whereas in reality, the socialist chieftains all vote for the war. So you've got to deprogram the so-called peace activist groups first before you can do that. But I agree with you, and I'm sorry we're out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 during the day, back from 9 to midnight tonight, Central. Be sure and go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, incredible new service. Also, get my films. Feel free to make copies of them and spread the word. Toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via our secure online shopping carts at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. And we need your support. The more you support us, the more we can do. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. Thanks to everybody. God bless you.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.